In a moment, we're going to have a video. I'm going to show you a picture of Malcolm Guite. He's going to come up on the screen there. And he looks like a, well, how shall I put it? He looks like a cross between an Old Testament prophet and a very relaxed musician type. That's not a bad description of him, actually. He's actually the chaplain of Girton College, Cambridge. And I was reading his website the other day. He has a humility which I like. What he says on the website is this. This is how his piece ends. He says, "I'm a poor administrator, and God is usually obliged to send someone to help. And I warm to that." But among other things, he's also a fairly wonderful poet. And this is one of his poems. It's based on a text of scripture. But I'll let Dr. Guite introduce it for himself.
A poem which is called "What If," in which I just reflected for a moment on perhaps the least quoted saying of Jesus. And the least quoted saying, I think, but the one which ought to be inscribed in golden letters above the door of every politician's office and in diamond letters above the door of every advertising agency, is, as you will have now guessed, Matthew 12, 36 and 37, you remember, "But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words shalt thou be justified, and by thy words shalt thou be condemned." What if? What if every word we say never ends or fades away, gathers volume, gathers way, drums and dims us with dismay, surges on some dreadful day when we cannot get away, whelms us till we drown? What if not a word is lost? What if every word we cast, cruel, cunning, cold, accursed, every word we cut and paste echoes to us from the past, fares and finds us first and last, haunts and hunts us down? What if every murmuration, every otious oration, every blogger's obfuscation, every tweeted titivation, every oath and imprecation, insidious insinuation, every verbal aberration, unexamined asseveration, idiotic iteration, every facile explanation drags us to the ground? What if each polite evasion, every word of defamation, insults made by implication, querulous prevarication, compromising convocation, propaganda for the nation, false or flattering persuasion, blackmail and manipulation, simulated desperation grows to such reverberation that it shakes our own foundation, shakes and brings us down? Better that some words be lost. Better that they should not last, tongues of fire and violence. O word through whom the world is blessed, word in whom all words are graced, do not bring us to the test. Give our clamant voices rest, and the rest is silence."
Today we're looking at the last of James's teaching on how we speak. And I'm going to use a phrase of St. Paul's to sum that up. He says we need to speak the truth in love. Love, I remind you of what the video said earlier a few weeks ago. Love has two parts. To love God with all of ourself, and to love our neighbor as ourself. They're bound up together.